Hey, everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. Thank you so much for joining along my side with my co-host, Ryan Surratt from the great state of Texas. And we have a really special guest on today. If you've been tuning into our episodes, we've been very lucky to have had some really talented loan officers across the country join us to discuss some really important topics about things that are impacting loan officers nationwide. But today we have a famous guy joining our show. And so I'd like to introduce to you my friend, Frank Gray. Frank, how are you?
Man, I'm fabulous, man. Thanks for having me on. So it's a pleasure. Good to be here. How you guys doing?
Thank you for Ryan and I. Thank you for joining us. I know you're busy, and taking time out of your day to share a little bit with us is great. And for those of you who don't know Frank, he's an incredibly nice guy. He's been a very, very successful guy. He lives in the state of California, and he's just seen it all. He's seen so much around this country and around the industry, and is very well in tune with what's going on out there. So Frank, if you don't mind, we jump right in. What are some of the things that you are hearing out there? And you talked to a lot of loan officers. Do you feel that this market that we've been in for about 14 months is starting to loosen up? Or do you think we're in for another ways more of the kind of market we had in 2022?
No, I think we're in good shape. I think that by the summer, certainly by the fall of this year, 2023, we should be starting to heat up and cook with some gas. I'm basing this on experience. I'm basing it on, when I say experience, like stuff that's actually going on in the field right now.
Yes.
And I'm also basing it off of, there was a recent interview that I saw with David Stevens. Of course, I'm not sure if you're fully familiar with David Stevens, but he's ex-FHA commissioner.
I am.
Yeah, you know David. Yeah, ex-president of MBA. You know, he's still a consultant up on the Hill for many people with respect to housing and mortgage, that kind of thing. This guy's in the know. He's got his finger on the pulse of everything that's going on. And his projections were, his thoughts are, is that essentially going forward, and I think this is really important for everybody to understand, is that going forward into the second quarter of this year and, you know, third quarter, et cetera, there's going to be another shift here. There's going to be another pretty dynamic thing that's going to happen. And that is this: we've got rates coming down essentially. And his words were, he even said, mark my words, when Powell loosens up, right, and stops putting the pressure on, he said, you know, rates are going to tumble. He said the stock market's going to rally. And once rates are, you know, comfortably stabilized somewhere in the mid fives, he believes that you're going to see buyers come out of the woodwork again. And here, when that happens, there's an issue at hand. And that issue is right now the country has more first-time home buyer. The demographic for the first-time home buyer, about 34 years old, there's more of those people in the country than has ever been in the country ever, right? Like, we have the biggest bubble of first-time home buyers we've ever seen in the history of this country ever, and it's going to continue for years to come. So you've got huge pent-up demand. Rates are going to come down. There's some who are saying possibly even into the fours by the end of the year. Certainly a lot are saying by the beginning of next year, we'll be dipping into the fours again. So you get rates to rally. You've got this massive pent-up demand. And here's the truth. We still have an inventory crisis. We don't have a lot of inventory.
We don't.
So put that all into a mixing pot. And what are you going to get? You're going to get the crazy bidding wars, and you get all stuff all over again. So, I mean, the message that we have to get out there, and I know a lot of us are trying, Kevin, you know, yeah, and Ryan, I know a lot of originators are trying to get the message out saying, do something now, you know, but they've got media, you know, saying, I was just on YouTube the other day, and I don't know who this Yahoo was, some guy saying, this is it, the bubble is here, it's over, you know, and I'm like, really, what world are you in, dude? Because that ain't what people who are actually in the know are seeing.
I'm not saying that either,
That, like you and, you know, all these other big brain guys in the mortgage business, it's like, no, man, you got fundamental things at play here that are really pointing to, we're going to have quite a crazy end of 23, and then moving into 2024, it's going to be pretty nuts. And for those of us in the origination space, man, as long as we're positioning ourselves well and doing the right things and doing them every day, Kevin, and doing what we're supposed to do, we are positioning ourselves to reap those benefits.
I couldn't agree with you more, Frank, on everything you just said. And thanks for shedding light on what you heard from David. He obviously is a brilliant guy and a guy that is not a BSer. You know, he's a straight truth-telling dude. And you know, my partner, Owen Lee's on the board of directors at the NBA, and he just returned from San Diego recently. And just being on that board has helped our little company so much by, you know, Owen's in the know. He sees the trends and he sees the things happen just a little bit earlier than some others do because of the spot he's been given. So that kind of stuff helps. What do you think, Frank, if you look out at the landscape of loan originators, you know, a lot of them are coming off a very difficult year, right? And they made epic amounts of money in 20 and 21 and hopefully saved a lot of it. But then 22 hits. And there's a mental side that comes with that too, right? And so we've each, and Ryan and you and I probably know hundreds, if not thousands of loan officers that have had, you know, these types of struggles. What are some of the ones doing now to position themselves for when these rates continue to dip and settle somewhere, hopefully in the 5 range or what have you, to capitalize on that 34-year-old with the massive number of people that are going to be looking? Is there things they could specifically be doing right now?
Yeah, well, you know me, man. I host the Loan Officer Breakfast Club, and I'm a part of Mortgage Marketing Animals, and I adhere to that. I've put together, assembled a for my daughter, I should say, has put together a team of originators, and I'm consulting them, if for lack of a better word, consulting them on how to properly structure this thing to make sure that the right things are getting done every single time, Kevin. And so for those who are capitalizing on it, these are the ones that do understand that, you know, the real estate partner is still king, right? I think it's still numero uno. So the loan officers that are going to do well are re-engaging with them, finding new real estate partners that actually still have some business, because this, you know, scenario that we went through wiped out a bunch of real estate agents too.
Who were
riding the wave just the same thing, right? It happens to everybody.
Absolutely.
So they were riding the wave went away, and now there's a bunch of them staring at each other. But there's still a bunch that are doing business, and they're doing fine. So the loan officers that are going to succeed are the ones that have decided, oh, I'm going to work a proper plan. I'm going to find these agents. I'm going to engage with them. I'm going to, you know, partner with as many of them as I can and stay well connected, and, you know, be able to reap the benefits as they come down the road. Because here's what I found, Kevin and Ryan. I don't know about you guys, but I've been doing this a long time, right? And I have found that going consumer direct from the mortgage space is cool. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody, right. And I think we should all experiment with that. I think we should. And I think that there's certainly ways that you can get some business in the door. But gosh darn it, man, these buyers, they just tend to find themselves in that real estate office, you know, or that real estate agent's hands before they find themselves in ours most of the time.
Okay. I know. Right. We wish they wouldn't, but they do.
Right. And it's most of the time. It's probably 80% of the time they've wound up talking to a real estate agent before they've spoken to anybody in the loan space. So I'm not saying ditch the whole consumer direct thing by any means. I'm saying find your way, find a niche, find a way to get that done, and absolutely enjoy that if you can. But I am saying if you really want to make something happen, you have to go down that real estate agent path and build good, honest relationships. And I tell you what, man, I'm so blessed that I'm actually able to help my daughter and her team that she's putting together and help coach that. And I'm helping them to realize and understand that the level of attention that we need to give to these agents, and of course we want to work with agents that have business to give us, right? We want to work with producing agents.
Right.
But the level of attention that we should really give them, it's pretty high. And
it is high. Yeah, we got to love on them, and we got to show appreciation. We have to bring value to them.
And we got to talk to them. You know, we have to communicate, and we have to update them, and they have to know what's going on. And if you can offer a little bit of that, boy, you'll be shocked at how receptive the real estate agent, you know, real estate agent community really is. I mean, we're just getting started. They've been talking to people that, boy, oh boy, we show them just a little bit of consistency and a little bit of follow-up, and you know, agents are literally throwing themselves at these guys, you know, Katie and her team.
Ryan, you share know? A little bit about that because you've done that.
No, I was curious, Frank. So what type of conversations are you having? I mean, so when you get a real estate agent on the phone, because I've been in the exact same position, what are you saying to get set up, especially for Katie as you're working in other markets that you're not located in?
Well, it ties in with what Kevin said, something of value, right? So what their team is doing is providing some sort of a valuable thing that they can send that the real estate agent can in turn market with. So video, they've done a couple now. Most recent one is Katie's on video saying, hey, if you're thinking about buying a home, you should really do it. You know, things are going to change, blah, blah, blah. It's real quick because rates are getting lower. Competition is going to heat up. If it's because you don't have a down payment, you should, you know, don't worry. There's lots of down payment assistance out there. Mm. You know, if you're interested in having a conversation about it, call the real estate agent that sent you this video or shared this video. They can start to have a conversation with you, right? Yeah. But then she says, and if you want to get pre-approved, just let us know. And so she creates that video. And then ahead of time, that video gets emailed and texted to her database of realtors that she's cultivating, right? Mm-hmm. That goes out ahead of time. And then, like, for example, Monday, today, these things went out. An email went out Sunday. A text message went out early this morning to these agents. And now she's following up, or her team is following up with phone calls. Hey, just want to check and see if you got that video, that helpful video that you could share on down payment assistance. And if they say, oh yeah, I got it, it's great, then she segues that to, you know, Katie would just love to see you, meet you face to face on a Zoom for maybe 15, 20 minutes, just to get to know you, just to brainstorm, maybe share ideas, things like that, right? And they go, that sounds great. And then set up Zoom appointment, you know, set up Zoom appointments, and then you take it from there. And of course, for those who are listening, we follow the Daily Success Plan. If you don't know what that is, Marketing Animals, that's where we're going to stay in touch with that person now for 12 weeks, once a week, seeing if they have any business for us. And you know, that's the process. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, that's great. So on that, so basically what you're kind of doing is you're creating the content for the real estate agent to then share or promote, however.
Yes.
That's what I found. A lot of times the agents, they just have, they struggle to create the content to seem relevant in this market.
Yes. Awesome. And, you know, we're making use of Ginger Bell, and we're trying to get a podcast created for the team and making sure things are on YouTube, which is very searchable. And, you know, we're going down the path of trying to do all the right things, right? We're trying to make sure that if we are going to create this content, that even that part of it is done well, right? That part of it is done in the most effective way possible. If we're going to make videos, well, then our YouTube channel better be pretty cool. And it would be smart if we had that set up properly. Well, that's why we're working with Ginger Bell on that. And you know what I mean? That's the other thing too, man. Taking advantage of people like you guys who know stuff and saying, how do I do this? You know, hey, Kevin, what do you think about this? Right? Asking people that know things, you know, that have done this before or have experience.
What I love hearing you say, guys, you know, what really hits home to me, Frank, is the most important thing that I took from that last 5 minutes is the strategicness around her plan. Mm. And at the end of the day, the reality is this. And first, let me digress for a moment. For those of you who might not be familiar with the Breakfast Club, Frank hosts, I think, the nation's most incredible help you do better as a loan officer program anywhere in the country. And he is partnered with a guy named Carl White, who owns Mortgage Marketing Animals out of the Tampa, Florida area. And they have this thing called the Breakfast Club, and it's been wildly successful. I've talked to, I can't tell you, Frank, how many loan originators. I talked to 50 in the last week that have told me that their life has improved and is better because of the commitment and because of what you're doing to spearhead a program for their lives. And so first and foremost, you're impacting lives in a positive way. And I hope you see that about yourself as much as I hear it about you, because maybe sometimes it's easier to tell someone else, but you have a following that's growing by the day out there, and they're very appreciative. That's number one. Number two, I think for each person, it can be something different. I recently did 10 one-minute videos for realtors on 10 different topics. What is inflation? Why do interest rates rise? Is it a good time to buy a house? What's a 2-1 buy down? And things of that nature that they don't historically No, and I've got about 20 of our loan officers that have gone and cut those 10 videos with a realtor partner, and they've come out great, and they're promoting them equally amongst their own social media platforms, and it's starting to get lots of traction.
That's fabulous. I love it.
It's really fun, but again, it's being strategic, because at the end of the day, Frank, would you agree that most folks do business with people that they know, like, and trust?
100%. I've always been that way. Look, I've been doing this for 35 years. I've been singing that song for the whole 35 years, and I will never, ever stop ever singing that song. I think using technology is a great way to open the door, right? But once the door is open, we need to become friends, you know?
I couldn't agree more. That's what the 15-minute Zoom meeting your daughter's getting,
right?
The foundation of a friendship, right? Because
correct,
that's where it starts. And if they hit it off on the 15 minutes, then they're going to go, a great loan officer that I know literally just went to a soup kitchen and fed the homeless with four realtors. They're friends.
Yeah.
And now they're doing something for the greater good. They're impacting someone's life positively, and they're doing it in friendship and in love. And do you think those realtors refer to this guy? They do.
Absolutely.
They do exclusively.
They wouldn't send anything anywhere else. How could they? They're friends, you know.
Yeah.
But I tell you too, it's okay, let's keep going down this path. But you can fall in danger of just being in the friend zone. You can be a good friend, but if you're still not, just like Carl says, right? If we're not closing on time, if we're not communicating like better than anybody else, and if we're not following up on those leads like green on a pickle, you could be the biggest friend in the world. Some other loan guy or gal comes marching along, does those three things real good, and you're out.
You're out.
Yeah. You're out. They still need, I tell you, you know what the biggest thing I found, you guys, in coaching my daughter's team with, and just, they're just getting started, literally have been doing it for 1 month, right?
Yep.
Is that it's on the lead side. This is where most loan
officers,
you guys take heed, whoever's listening, or you're an originator, take heed to this right here, right now, and pay very close attention to this. This is the typical originator realtor dynamic. When the realtor hands off a lead to a originator, realtor has lead, calls originator, gives information to originator. Originator says, thank you so much. Originator calls lead and gets a voicemail. Okay. Then originator calls realtor back, says, just what, you know, I called and got a voicemail and I'll try again. Then 6 days goes by and real estate agent hasn't heard a thing. Okay. This is atypical of 99% of the people out there. Real estate agent hasn't heard nothing. Real estate agent calls loan officer and says, hey, whatever happened to that lead? Loan officer goes, oh, you know, I didn't hear anything. I tried one more time. I didn't hear back. You know, I'll try again right now. And then I'll let you know if I get through to them. And that is, right, Ryan?
This is true.
Listen, I've had these conversations with these real estate agents and they're like, yep, that's it. My daughter's team picked up a whale. Okay. And the reason that my daughter's team picked up the whale is because the whale said, a big part of our day for my team is following up with loan officers that we've handed leads to find out whatever happened to that lead.
Yeah.
Okay. And so when her team came in and said, well, with us, they're going to get called twice on the first day. And then we're going to call you back each time we do that. And then they're going to get called once a day for 12 days. And every single time we call them, we're going to call you and tell you what happened. This gal was like, you've got it all. Here's a bunch I can give you right now. Let's rock and roll.
Great.
And to the point where she actually wants to connect her CRM to their CRM so that the leads automatically go from her into her CRM straight over to the ADC. That's how important it is to her, right? And she's a whale, right? She, you know, we know how it is. How many leads do we have to get, guys, before we get one deal that's
four
in an app? You know, a lot, right? You got to go through a lot of leads. So do they.
even more now in this current market than we used
to. Yep. You know, like dozens and dozens. And so they need a team that behind them, a loan team, that's going to be like on that stuff and reporting back. This is what happened. They need that. And so if for any loan officers that are listening, that is like one of the biggest takeaways I would say is get your lead follow-up together to the point that it's flawless. It's amazing. It's consistent. It's, you know, you've got to set rhythm and a plan and they know what it is and update them every single time you reach out to that lead, even if you're getting skunked. Because here's the beautiful thing. Even if we get a lead and we call that lead 12 days in a row and they never answer, right? I still get to call my referral partner 12 days in a row.
Right. Right.
And I get to call my referral partner and say, you know what? I got a voicemail again, left it and shot a text. Is there anything else I can help you with today? Any other pre-approvals I can help you with today? And we get to do that for 12 days in a row. Let me tell you, there ain't no way in heck that if a hot one comes through the door, it's going anywhere else.
I agree, right? 100%.
Go ahead, Ryan. On that real quick. So first question, do any of the agents ever say like, whoa, 12 days in a row is way too much? Just, no. You know, touch them a little bit. No. Okay.
Never.
Second, what system are you using to really track this? Because, I mean, you could really have tons of leads and it become overwhelming. So how are y'all tracking
that? You know, we use Bonzo.
Okay.
Right now. We're using Bonzo. It's working. You know, it's working for us. We lay out pipelines. We can even in Bonzo, what we've done for two agents so far is given them their own pipeline in Bonzo.
Okay.
Given them a Bonzo account so that they have access to see that pipeline, and they can only see their pipeline. So any of the leads that drop in, we even did it where we've given two of the agents so far their own landing page, which if they get a lead, they can just, like, one of them is Paniza Leads. Her last name is Paniza. PanizaLeads.com. And so her team just goes, if they got a hot one, they just go to PanizaLeads.com. They put in the information on lead, hit go. It drops into her personal pipeline, sends tasks to the team. Bells and whistles go off. You got a new lead, right? And so then they jump on the lead. And then they just, it goes, there's a 12-day stage. There's a stage for each day. So our team member will make the call. If they get the voicemail, they just move it to the next stage, right? Update the partner. Then tomorrow, they just go backwards, getting the most. It's just very pretty easy. You'd have to visually see it, but they just move them through the pipe, and then they put notes in and all that kind of stuff. And the nice thing too is since the agent has their own account for that, now then they get notified of all the notes that are getting put in as it progresses along. So the agent's like going, oh yeah, I'm seeing all the notes. And then all of a sudden now she's already talking back to us in the notes, in the contact record as it progresses down the pipeline. It's pretty, right. It's pretty neat. And it's not connected to Encompass or connected to anything at all that, you know, where there's all that we have is name, phone number, email of the customer and notes.
Right.
That's it. And so no, it's very safe.
Yeah, no private
clients wise. It's not even connected to anything like that. So there's.
But I think if you look at any survey, and they've done like three of them in the last 90 days, the number one complaint of almost every realtor in the country in regards to relationship with the lender is communication and following. And so it's the same answer year after year after year after year. It never changes. And that right there is a system, a strategic system designed to eliminate the number one objection that a realtor has. And guess what? Wow, shocking that it's producing a result. You know, solved a need. You know, I mean, that's what sales is, right? It's find a need, solve it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And be nice while you do it and be proactive and follow up like green on a pickle. You know, Carl said that the first time, and I think we all took it to heart. And those of us that have mastered the art of follow-up seem to be doing pretty darn well. And those that haven't seem to be having the same complaints over and over, right?
I think you nailed it, Kevin. If there's one thing that anyone needs to work on today is, number one, work with good realtor partners and master follow-up.
Yeah.
You have to master follow-up. And that not only in just building a relationship with that realtor partner, but on the leads that they send you. Master follow-up. Master it and update them continually. They will love you. They'll never go anywhere else. Why would they? I know I give my lead to Ryan, 100% guarantee I'm going to be hearing from Ryan twice the first day and every day thereafter on that lead. Heck, I might get to the point on like week 8 or 9, Ryan, where I'd tell you, it's okay. You can stop calling those. You know what I mean? Like, it's all right.
But if that's the worst thing they can say about Ryan, you win.
You win.
If that's the worst thing they say, this guy calls me, you know, my partner, Vince Lee, is a wise, wise, wise man. And he said, I never, ever had anyone quit our company and say, the reason I quit is you just communicated with me too damn much.
Yeah.
I've never had anyone say it.
No. Yeah. Communication's huge for them, apps, especially now. And we all know it. It's tough for them too right now. There's less stuff.
Very tough for them.
You know, and so anything that they get is even more valuable than it's ever been, right? Any lead that they get, even if it's a realtor.com lead or a Zillow, it doesn't matter. That is a valuable thing. And look, they paid money for that, you know, and it means something to them. So let's not treat it as if it doesn't mean anything.
And what's great about those leads too, you can take them, you know, I think I've had it before where I've had agents give me realtor leads, and one just the other day gave me 1400 leads from the realtor.com database. Yeah, so it's a little different because it's so many. But here's what I like about that and that system that you're chatting about is you can take those leads, store them in your lead database, which could be Bonzo, a Google Sheet, or, you know, something else, And then you have all those numbers and email addresses to drip on a regular mm-hmm. basis. Mm-hmm. So they may not respond now or in 12 days or in 2 months. But if you keep going, eventually you may get something from them.
You probably will yeah. if you're consistent. That's
the follow-up, yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. A lot of the real estate partners, they invest money in these types of things, and
right,
and but they don't have a good CRM or follow up, or they're counting on us.
Yeah, they're by themselves mostly.
Yeah.
Well, can I share one with you guys real quick that you might be interested in? And Frank, you might be able to use this on the Breakfast Club. But there's a gentleman I know in Dallas, and he just spoke to me Friday for an hour, mm-hmm. and he did something unique. And I'm not saying this is right for everybody. But he went out to a couple big shot whale realtors and said, if I were to market to your database as you, would you allow me to? And let me tell you how I'm going to do it. And he went through this whole thing. And the one gal said, okay, and gave him 1,000 names from her database. He called every day on phone burner, mm-hmm. 50 people. So he got through in a month, all 1,000.
Yeah.
And 13 of the people who answered the phone said they'd like to be connected to the realtor for a conversation.
Yep.
So he returned her 13 conversations in a month out of her own database,
yep.
which she hadn't called ever or in years. And he said that took him about 30 to 40 minutes a day for 20 work days in a row.
Yep.
But he said, he told me that this realtor thinks he walks on water. She's had 13 conversations. Two of those 13 led to a most likely home sale this month. And the gal thinks he's the greatest lender ever. And
sure.
I said, one realtor, 1 month, and she's already proactively speaking like he's her partner, you know? So
I believe it
proves we're doing things we haven't done in years, but if you do them with passion and with the right heart and do them properly, and if you master follow-up and if you master your presentations, you know, and do all the things that we know we should be doing. If you're getting on call stars in the Breakfast Club, if you're proactively making the calls, those people are extremely well-positioned. And the best thing about being well-positioned for when the market improves is well-positioned people still make a really decent living right now.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. You got that right, brother. I agree 100%.
We both know a lot of people that are thriving in this market.
Oh, we do. Yeah.
And when I look at those people, and we don't need to say their names on this podcast, but you know that a lot of the people, they're not Harvard grads. They're not because they've been in the business 30 years. It's not because they're the smartest Fannie, Freddie, and Ginny guideline person in the country. It's because they do the tough stuff every day. They pick up that phone. It doesn't get heavy. They bring value. They do more than what's expected. They follow up, and they're strategic about their mission. Would you not
agree? That's right. 100%. They provide a great, great service is what they do. I mean, at the end of the day, they provide an outstanding service, and it's going to win. It's going to beat everything else. It just is. It's not hard. It really isn't hard.
No.
You know, maybe getting your system set up will take some brain work, or, you know, some little things will be a little bit taxing, but the actual process of winning like this is really just, I need to have conversations and ask for business. That's all it really comes down to, is making sure I'm having conversations and asking for business. Now, it's nice to have a plan to know who I'm calling, when I'm calling, what I'm talking about. We need all those things.
Yeah.
Right. But the actual heavy lifting of it all is just like you said, it's just picking up it's just having the dang conversation and moving on. You know, Carl has changed my life. I tell you, he's completely changed my life. I've always known this to be true. But now that I've seen the results in so many Freedom Clubbers and now in being able to help Katie and her team and watch it work and watch it, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is terrific, you know?
Well, he's changed a lot of lives, myself included. And, you know, he and I were reminiscing this. I just spent a couple of days at his house recently, and we were talking about what's the greatest gift. And for me, he helped me remove any limiting belief system. I used to think we could only do X, and that was really a damaging mindset.
Mm.
And he helped eliminate that from my life. And when I did eliminate that, our company did 30 times more than what we had done previously, you know, like that. And it all starts with a thought, right? And so there's so many values and core beliefs that Carl's been able to help implement in each of our lives. I know, Ryan, you've been a big recipient of Carl's, you know, process and his belief system, and it's really kind of helped form your business and formulate how you work every day. And so we all have a lot to be grateful for. I love, Frank, that you're continuing on, continuing to help an industry that you're passionate about and that you care. I love the fact that you've got your daughter involved because the family bond there is really special. And I just wish you'd hear as many positive things about you as I've been hearing about you and the impact you're making on other people's lives.
That's nice. I'm glad to hear that. It's very true. Kind of people to say things like that. And
really are.
It's nice to hear it from you that people mention that. So that's really cool. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, we're kind of coming up on our time before they're going to yell at me, Frank. So I really appreciate you taking the time to share with us today. You're a breath of fresh air. I always feel better and learn something when I hear you speak. I get an energy from you. I think you're super smart, but I think you're more kind than smart. And to me, kindness always wins, and people that are willing to not break down before they break through, you're a testament to that. And it's that kind of stuff I always glean out of a conversation with you. So I just appreciate you sharing with Ryan and I today. You know, please feel free to share our podcast. It's called Loan Officer Impact. If anyone out there tuning in would like to discuss any of the topics today, please feel free to go to growingwithkevin.com. That's growingwithkevin.com. My schedule's right on there. Grab a 15-minute block, and I'll try like heck to help work you through any situation you're having in the mortgage business that can help you have a more freedom-filled life, a better life, regardless of what company you work at. We don't care. We just want to help loan officers be impacted at the highest level in a positive way.
Love it.
Ryan, any parting words?
Frank, it's always incredible to chat with you and pull some wisdom out. So thank you for just being a part of this today. I've taken some notes just talking to you. Some of this we've talked about before, but it's some new stuff has come out too. That lead thing, I would say that's the big takeaway. And also the one thing I was going to interject, you know, most of the time when you talk to these real estate agents, very few of them are ever nasty to you, very hateful. And if they are, you don't want to work with them anyway.
Right.
So just make the phone call, keep going through, and just I think that lead system is a goal. So thank you.
You know what we do for my caller when she comes across someone who's like not very nice, right? Yeah. We have a bucket that we put them in. It's called the naughty list.
Don't work with
them. They go to the naughty list.
Yeah.
And so we start filling up the naughty list. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the naughty list, but we're building a naughty list right now.
Well, I hope it doesn't get too long of a list. And thanks again. And Frank, please feel free to share Loan Officer Impact. We can be found on Spotify, YouTube, a whole variety of different places. And and please feel free to share that with any loan officer nationwide that you think might benefit from it.
You got it, my good friend. Always a pleasure, both of you.
All right. Back at you. Have a great day. Thank you all.
Thanks. See you later, guys.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.